Ethanol makes up about 10% of the gasoline fueling cars in the U.S., and almost all of it is made from corn.
And it's renewable and domestic, homegrown.
Bob Dineen is president of the Renewable Fuels Association. He says that homegrown source of energy is reducing the nation's dependence on foreign oil. A 2007 U.S. law requires motor fuel to include renewable fuels. And for blending in ethanol, gasoline makers get a tax credit that adds up to about $6 billion this year. Production of ethanol from corn has skyrocketed in just the last few years to meet the demand, says Purdue University economist Wally Tyner.
And it's gone from 5% of our corn crop to almost 40% of our corn crop today. So it's a huge change.
Critics say that huge change is one of the reasons corn prices on global markets have risen 77% over a year ago. To be sure, a number of factors are driving prices up. Bad weather last season cut supplies in major producing countries, and demand for food and animal feed is rising, especially in Asia. But ethanol is a factor, Tyner says.
Yeah, in the short run, that conclusion is unavoidable.
The impact of rising corn prices are greatest in the developing world, where many people spend most of their income on food, says Marie Brill with the advocacy group ActionAid.
Even if they rise a small amount in a local market, poor and vulnerable people are feeling the impact of that the most strongly.
ActionAid was one of 90 organizations that wrote to U.S. congressional leaders urging an end to the ethanol tax credit. The list also included food manufacturers and meat and dairy groups hit by rising prices. And Brill says with deficit cutting a top priority in Washington, conservatives, taxpayer advocates, and small government supporters agreed on another point.
We don't need to put good taxpayer money after bad biofuels at a time when the industry can compete on its own.
But the Renewable Fuels Association's Bob Dineen says the role of ethanol in rising food prices has been greatly overstated.
I'm not going to say no role, but a very small role. The fact of the matter is, what is driving food price inflation today is skyrocketing energy costs, period.
Dineen says with crude oil trading at around $100 a barrel, subsidies for the petroleum industry should be on the table too. He says the ethanol industry is open to changes, but he says the industry's potential to help meet future energy needs should not be sacrificed.
Look, we're producing from grain today, but there is not an ethanol producer in the country that isn't looking for new feedstocks, new technologies to continue to grow the industry in a sustainable fashion.
But while the search for new technologies continues, food crops remain the primary source for biofuels, a questionable route to independence from foreign oil, according to ActionAid's Marie Brill.
If what we really want in our oil independence is national security, then we need to make sure that we're not putting at risk our food security.
And as Congress considers the security of the federal budget, the ethanol subsidy is getting a serious look. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.